This is Jenny Johnson Riley, and today is October 12th, 2024, Pacific Homecoming, and I am sitting with Marissa Williams. And Marissa, you graduated in 2019?
Yes.
Yeah, and what field of study did you have while you were at Pacific?
I majored in psychology with a minor in gender and sexuality studies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And tell me about the gender and sexuality studies. What was that like?
That was very spur of the moment. I didn't actually decide that I wanted to minor in it until I had taken a class and learned that there was a minor in gender and sexuality studies. So my first semester at Pacific, I took an intro to queer studies with Jason Damron, and it was awesome. It was so cool. And so I just wanted to be in more classes like that. Like, it really opened my perspective to things that I hadn't really thought about before. So I think once I discovered there was a minor and more classes in that, I definitely one each year, but might even have taken one like each semester.
Okay.
I loved it.
What activities or clubs, organizations were you involved with while you were at Pacific?
I was involved in Greek life. I had been part of the Delta Chi Delta. It was a sorority at the time, and then the last year that I graduated, it changed to a diaternity. Mm-hmm. I was also part of Student Senate for a period of time. I was a representative while I worked for the Center for Gender Equity, so that was a job, but also kind of an activity too that I really enjoyed. And I also really, I don't know if it's necessarily an activity, but I really enjoyed being like a student mentor. So there were lots of opportunities that I looked for, like an FYS mentor I was for a couple years, and I mentored for an intro to gender and sexuality studies class. Really enjoyed doing that. I think I entered for two of those classes. Yeah.
And where did you live while you were at Pacific?
I started in Walter and was there for my freshman year. I moved to Burlingham for my sophomore year. And then I think it was actually the spring term of my sophomore year that I moved off campus. So I was in Forest Grove for the rest of sophomore year and junior year, and then I had moved to Hillsboro for, I think, my last year.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was only on campus for about almost 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
What were some of the biggest changes you saw?
I feel like a lot of changes that I saw. I feel like I was here when the Office of like Equity and Inclusion really started to like gain its footing, and the Multicultural Center started up. So that was really cool to see the impact that that organization could have when I was there when it didn't exist versus when I left to see it existing, and the meaning that it brought to so many students. A change that happened right as I was leaving was the director for the Center for Gender Equity at the time, Martha Rampton, was the founder of the Center for Gender Equity, and the year I graduated was the year that she retired. So that was just a very interesting shift that I didn't get to see, you know, who took over necessarily, but knowing that, like, there was a lot of change that was going to be happening as I left. Mm-hmm. I wasn't as really involved in Pacific, like, my freshman year. I felt like I didn't really do a ton. Sophomore year was really when it picked up.
And you talked about, like, the impact that the Multicultural Center and the DEI office had. Mm-hmm. What were some of the things you noticed about the impact that it had?
It just seemed to have a place for people to go that wanted support and community in that area, as well as giving like, because there was a space to go, there was more of a voice to it. Like, mm-hmm. there were, like, statements and opinions and, like, movements that came from it. So I think that just having a space and dedicating a space to that was very meaningful. I think when I was part of Greek Life and the Center for Gender Equity, there were folks that were part of that were also part of the Multicultural Center, so getting to see their community expanding too, and the fulfillment that they got from that was really important.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were there any like major controversies or things like that were happening, or even particular historical events that were going on while you were here?
I was here when during the 2016 yep. election, mm-hmm. so I remember the day after that there were classes canceled. I remember there being a meeting and conversation in the UC, people crying and upset. I felt like that event was really interesting to experience, on a college campus. There was a controversy, actually, about the t-shirt that I'm wearing right now. It was a poster for a play that the Center for Gender Equity put on, the Vagina Monologues, and when this poster was put up, it was taken down. And it was every time it was put up, they were taken down, and we were constantly putting them up as they were being taken down. And there was actually a mediated conversation at one point, well, actually multiple mediated conversations with ACE Board and the Multicultural Center also. There were a lot of thoughts and opinions about the appropriateness of the poster, and as I was part of the Center for Gender Equity, we really saw it as a advocating point for visibility, and didn't see an issue with it. But that was something that was very much a very contentious time, I would say, when I was going to classes and trying to see if the poster that I had put up was still there, and some folks that were part of both the Center for Gender Equity and the Multicultural Center being kind of in the middle of it in some ways, and that being a little uncomfortable. I remember the one mediated conversation with the Center for Gender Equity and the Multicultural Center. It felt at the beginning very us versus them, and not great, but I think it was a really good conversation to at least help people talk to each other more instead of being in their own little silos.
How did the university respond to that at the time?
It was difficult because the director of the center, Martha Ranton, was very, very much advocating for us and helped us have the meeting with ACE Board, although leaving that meeting of the ACE Board didn't feel like there was necessarily we were on the same page or there was much resolve. We didn't change the poster, and the event still happened, so I think it was just, I don't think there was an official response necessarily from the university. I think it was more just between various organizations, and I think there was a little bit of, this is a play that will end at some point, so I think it was kind of there's, we can kind of wait this out, and they will move on. There will be other events and posters that will take its place.
Okay.
I don't at least remember a response from the university.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to tell me about your time at Pacific?
I think the only addition that I'll give is that I really have a lot of gratitude to Pacific for the opportunities that I was able to take advantage of. The like Pacific is the same size as the high school that I came from, so it didn't feel necessarily different, but I appreciated the relationships that I was able to cultivate and the community that I was able to be part of. I think it helped me kind of figure out what I wanted to do, and what I have done since Pacific is being working in communities and doing a lot of advocacy type work as well. So I think that Pacific was really integral in like making that happen for me. So,
All right. Thank you so much for stopping by.